This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The special U.S. envoy to Haiti has abruptly resigned, attacking U.S. President Joe Biden's administration for what he characterized as its inhumane and counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian migrants back to the Caribbean country. Ambassador Daniel Foote, who has held the position for just 2 months, sent his resignation to Secretary of State Antony Blinken Wednesday, contending the U.S. approach to Haiti remains deeply flawed. He said his advice has been ignored and dismissed in Washington when not edited to project a different narrative from my own. Since Sunday, the U.S. has been flying hundreds of Haitian migrants back to their homeland after they flocked to the U.S.-Mexican border in Del Rio, Texas, in hopes of entering and then staying in the United States. The U.S. has allowed thousands of Haitian migrants into the U.S. to seek asylum, but is sending others back on up to 7 flights a day to Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital, or the country's second-largest city, Cap-Haitien. In a statement, a State Department spokesman did not directly address Foote's criticism, but said the U.S. remains committed to supporting safe, orderly, and humane migration throughout the region. Leaders of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India are expected to meet in person Friday in Washington to discuss cooperation in the Indo-Pacific in the face of China's growing power in that region. U.S. President Joe Biden, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga met virtually in March, but this would be the first time the group is meeting face-to-face. In a statement, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said leaders will be focused on deepening our ties and advancing practical cooperation on areas such as combating COVID, addressing the climate crisis, partnering on emerging technologies, and promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific. This is VOA News.